Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de lo que era.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie beso. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle con nadie ligué, que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para la República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Yo te dije que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el área. Colombia, ya tú sabes qué es lo que es. Ya.
Happy Martin Luther King birthday to all. I hope everyone had a great weekend. I know it's cold in some places, and the sun is out in other places. The first part of the show, I always do encouragement or enlightenment for a few minutes, which I think everybody needs encouragement. Keep things going in the right side. Today, encouragement is friendship and family. Your family will have your back no matter what. In your deepest hour, your biggest failures, your greatest success, Your family will always be there for you, no matter what. Good and bad times, ups and downs, even when things go sideways, your family always got your best interests at heart. A true friend will tell you when you're screwing up. They will let you go so far downhill. They will let you know when you're really acting a donkey. That's what true friendship is about. The biggest thing in the friendship and the family relationship is learning to forgive and let go of things in the past. So many times we hold on to pain, hurt, and we let it eat at us like cancer. We keep feeding this thing every day. Sometimes it goes for generations and be a food. But today, I want to say, things happen. Let it go. I know you've been hurt. I've been hurt. We all been hurt. Hurt is a part of life. It's how you handle the hurt and the pain that will make you or break you. You cannot hold on to things that happened to you when you were a child. You have to let that stuff go when you're an adult. How can your girlfriend keep feeling something like this? It will get up to that cancer. So please learn to love and accept family for who they are and where they're at. And that's in each and every relationship that you have. Please understand that not everybody's going to be a Superman. And not everybody's going to be Clark Kent. You have some Clark Kents and you have some Supermans. It just depends on you and how you take it, what you're doing, and who's for you in your life. I'm sure that we all expect to have great things and goodness upon us in everything that we do. But hard work does pay off. So please, listen to what your friends have to say. They will make you laugh. They will make you cry. They will make you sad. They will make you mad. That's a friendship. If you have somebody that's on your side all the time, always agree to everything that you say and do, and they will challenge you, that's not your real friend. I'm just being honest with you. So learn to let spend your life for the season that they're in your life. Because life doesn't last always. So please be encouraged. Now, welcome to Food for the Seven, Chapter Moncler 11. I'd like to give a shout out to Lulu Levin Gatson, Stacy, Jennifer, Jason, Shane, Isaiah, Shante, Juliana, to the friends and the family that tune in every week. Love y'all guys. Please check out the show every Monday and special episodes during the week. I'm going to start doing more interviews. So look out for that. This year is going to be different as every year because I got a handle on what I'm doing a little bit better for perfection. Please email me at weldonr012@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr012@gmail.com. I hope you enjoy the show, because the day we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, the civil rights movement. We as a people came from slavery, being in bondage with shackles and chains. We know that not so many years ago that so many people were killed because of the color of their skin. In this country, we know this is a fact. We know that so many people were killed or executed to keep them from reading and writing and learning, to keep them in bondage. We know that so many things have changed since slavery, civil rights movement, Jim Crow, and all these other acts, things happening in history. We have made strides to have a better relationship with all races. Because as we know, we're in the global market. So there's no such thing as a black thing or a white thing or a Hispanic thing. It's an everybody thing. Thank God for that. This country has grown a great deal in not so many years. We see more intermarriage relationships. A lot of growth in economics and social awareness. And it's great. My question would is to you, are we actually living the dream or the vision of Martin Luther King? With so much gang violence, with so many African-American males going to jail, not college, with so many singles staying home, with so much black-on-black crime, would Martin Luther King Jr. be happy with the way we're living if he was here right now or came back to visit from the grave? Would he be excited with everything that's going on in the African-American community? I know last year we had a lot of deaths for law enforcement and young African males. My question is, what are you going to do to make that 50? Are you going to keep acting the same way? Are you going to keep having the same negative attitude? Are you going to keep smoking your weed, popping your pills, or selling your drugs? Are you going to keep being the same you? Because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to get the same result. Nothing is going to change. My thing is this: to make change, you have to have growth, a change of idea, a change of thought process. You can't do the same old, same old. You can't take a square peg and try to put it in a circle hole. It won't fit. Can't fit. That's not a fit. Every time I read the newspaper articles online, there's always a death or something going on. Too many young people dying for no reason. We have too many parents not being parents. We have to get a place where all these strongholds are being broken. The reason I ask the question is because, think about it. How many people were hanged during the civil rights movement, or killed, or brutally attacked, or assaulted, because they were trying to make sure that you could have equality to a fair trial? I was reading an article in New York. I mean, I got an officer in New York that sent so many people to jail by any means necessary. He lied, he cheated. He did everything he could to do such a thing. And all those cases are being overturned as we speak. I also read that a 15-year-old murdered a 16-year-old. So sad. Think about it. I read in an article where a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old killed their older brother. Why are these things happening in the household? I haven't forgot about the menu for today. Don't think I have forgotten. Today's menu. Panfish tilapia. Saffron and rice. Steamed broccoli. Dessert. Baking chocolate chip cookie for sauce or a maple glaze. Today's drink, mimosa. That's orange juice and champagne. Food for the first thought. It's hard to be an eagle. Hang with a bunch of chickens. The words, it's hard to soar when you with people that don't want to serve with you or grow with you or see the reason why we need to grow. I know that W-2s are out, and I know people are filing income tax returns.
Understand that.
But this money only comes once a year, so please don't get any more debt than you can handle.
And this money is not a gift from you
to the government. Also, check out my website, ramon.freshfitness. Once again, that's ramon.freshfitness.com. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. This is 2015. This is the first month of the new year.
So please think about your situation
and where you want it to go and how you want it to be. Think about the struggles that your people had to get you where you were at. Think about the dollars being a seek on people to keep them from voting. Think about the broken bones, the blood being shed, the house burnings, the church bombings, and everything that happened during the civil rights movement for us to be where we are at today, to have a chance for education, to have a chance to have a piece of the pie, the chance to vote, even a chance to read and write. For you to understand one thing. We didn't got to this place overnight. It took some time to get here. So be thankful be grateful that someone laid down their life for you to have that right to read, write, and a free education. I don't know why so many people are dropping out of school right now. I have no clue. I don't understand. Education is a gift that opens the door to thought process, change, to growth, to put you in a position of being a better person. Every time you drop out of school, I want you to think about for every person that drops out of school, I want you to think about this. Think about the protester that was kidnapped, taken down a dark, dirt road, somewhere in the country, and beaten half to death, left to die, body mutilated, blood everywhere, pain and suffering for you to have that right to a to a better world beyond segregation. To have the chance to be in an interracial relationship. Don't take it so lightly and so freely and just push it in the wind like a lot of y'all young people doing today. Dropping out of school, wanting to live a good life without no work. How disrespectful of you for that person that was crucified for you to have a right to vote, and you don't vote. You have that right to vote. Don't say my vote don't matter, because it does. You got to pay homage and respect to the person that lost their life for you to vote. Voting is free. Voting is your voice to be heard. So why are you playing around with it and taking it so lightly? Every person that graduates from high school or get a college degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, doctor's, whatever degree that you get, that's giving respect back to the ones that paved the way. You got to reach back and say, for you laying your life down, for me to have this right to education and a better job, to hold my head up high, to be somebody great. Not walking around slinging dope, walking around with your pants hanging down, trying to be cool, trying to buy a rolling papers at the gas station, cigarillo, white owl. Yeah, I know you think it's cool, you think it's hip, you think you're doing something big. You're not. You're wasting a gift. Fight for your piece of the pie. Fight for to have a career. Start your own business. Buy your own house or home houses, whatever you want to do. Pay it forward. Don't be stingy and greedy and selfish and waste your gift, your freedom, your rights to be a bum. How disrespectful of you. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated because he seen what it was wrong. He wanted to right the wrong. He went to jail. He was persecuted by his own people and other people as well. He didn't have an easy life, but he didn't care about that. He sacrificed. The greatest sacrifice he ever could do was lose his life for you, for your non-grateful self. For those who went to college, for those that do vote, he's very happy that his life was not in vain. But for those that are very disrespectful, yes, they're very disrespectful. Because anytime a man loses his life, he can't get that back. Your life is a gift. He wanted right or wrong for you to have an advantage and not be at a disadvantage. So please share the thoughts of this show for today. Because every year we've been celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday for over 50 years. And every year I'm grateful that he did what he did so I can have a right to an education, so I can have a right to free speech, so I can have a right to a job, a career, so I can have my piece of the pie. Thank you, Martin Luther King, for being the great man that you are, that no other man could ever measure up to, no matter how hard you try. Nonviolent protest. It wasn't easy. And it was not there at the picnic, or the beach, or at the park. But guess what? It was done. And we can never repay you for everything that you did done. No matter how much we say thank you, no matter how many parades that we have, no matter how many celebrations that we do have, that are done in a great and honorable and respectable way for Martin Luther King Jr. We have to say thank you. And I do say thank you because you see what was wrong. You stood up for what was wrong. That's our leader. And sometimes we have to stand up for what's right and do the right thing in spite of. It takes a strong person to be a stand-up leader and not follow the crowd. And that's the problem we have now. Too many people are following and nobody wants to be a leader. Everybody wants to follow. We have too many followers. We have too many people walking around trying to be in the game, trying to look for love in all the wrong places. We have too many people trying to get this fast money, selling these drugs, who walk around with their pants showing their behind. We have too many people not respecting our women, by calling them the B word and cussing that can on. We have too many men not being men. We have too many men not taking care of their families. Why are you making babies with these women and then you're not taking care of them? How stupid are you? Be a man. If you want to lay down and have sex, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a part of life, to procreate. But make sure you take care of the creation that you create and not walk away and try to find somebody else to procreate with. We have too many people with more than one baby mama. I'm just going to keep it real. We have too many people getting locked up for child support. The law is going to tell you to take care of your child, your seed. It was okay to live with this woman and get her pregnant, but now you want to walk away? You're a punk. You're a coward. You're weak. You're everything Martin Luther King did stood for it. You're sorry. For the people that are doing what they're supposed to do, taking care of their children, working, maintaining, respecting our women, you're the greatest. But for those that are not, you are losers. Who wants to be a loser at 30 years old? Get your manhood back. Be a man. Stop being a punk. Stop being a wuss. Stop being weak. There's nothing worse than a weak. I don't want to cuss on the show, but I'm going to go ahead and say what I got to say. There's nothing worse than a weak-ass man. Looking for a woman to take care of you. Get your behind up and get a job. Cut somebody yard. Rake yard. Do something. Wash cars. Get off your behind and do something besides smoke weed. And try to buy cell phones and Jordans. Why are we putting high-priced name brand stuff on a dummy? Yeah, I call you a dumb because you ain't about nothing. Look at how you live your life. Every day. Doing nothing, getting high, playing video games. That's bad. Be a man. A man get up and get out and get what he got to get to survive. He'll cut somebody grass. He'll foot murder if he got to. He'll get two jobs if he got to. He don't have to worry about he getting locked up, not paying child support, or having all these baby mamas that he can't take care of, and all these children he let walk around with low self-esteem and a daddy issue. We need men to be men and boys to be boys. Which one are you? Are you a boy? Are you a man? Are you a soft? Are you a punk? What are you? You have to answer that question when you look in the mirror yourself. Fourthly, 2015. Fourthly, Mark K. Relevant. Please send me email at WLDONR112@gmail.com. I'll be back on tomorrow with part two of the celebration of Martin Luther King birthday. Yes, I'm calling you out for being soft. Anybody can't. It's easy to do nothing. It's easy to lay up another tree and have pipe dreams. But you know what? It takes a real man to get up, put on his shoes, wear his pants first, put on his shoes, do what he got to do, to take care of his bills, man up, not man down. We need men to be men. 2015, what are you? Are you a man or are you a mouse? Or you, if you want to be a woman, go ahead and put on your stilettos and your little dress, you little softy. But me, I'm a man. I wear my slacks and my dress shoes. I'm the creator of food for the soul. Dog on right. Dog on skipping. Yeah, I call you out. If you don't like it, well, do something about it. Get an education. Get a job. Take care of your seed. Be grown. Put down the video games. Put down trying to keep up with the new latest cell phones. Invest in yourself and your future. Start your own business. That's what men do. We don't sit around and cry about it, our mama, sucking on their nipple. You man up. Stand up. Be somebody. Be accountable. Don't play the blame game. Don't walk around talking about because I'm black, I can't get where I need to be at. Please. Suck it up. If you say you're a soldier, act like a soldier. You can't be a soldier and cry at the same whole time. Where did I do that at? What arm are you in? I'm just saying, player. I'm just saying. Be somebody. Let your light shine. We got too many people not shining. Like, stop following. We got too many followers, not enough leaders. It's crazy how it's working. You be the one that stand up for something. Martin Luther King, he stood up for something. He lost his life for what he stood up in, but he was willing to make that sacrifice. The greater the reward, the greater the sacrifice. You don't want to sacrifice nothing, you get nothing. You be nothing. You ain't nothing. So I hope you enjoy Food for the Soul, and I'll be back on tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And I hope you enjoy the show because, like I say, I'm getting better each time I do the show, and I'm glad you're listening, and I hope you enjoy it. Share it with your friends, your family, whoever. Because it's all about changing idea and thought pattern. It's all about growth, being the best you can be for the soul, because I'm feeling more than just your body. I'm feeling your mind, your soul as well, and your spirit. So please, be a man. Stop being a wuss. Take the diapers off. Put on your boxes and your briefs. Put on your time, whatever shoes that you wear. Get out there and get a job. Create your own job. Do what you have to do to survive, and do it for your girlfriend to take care of you. She's looking for you to be a man and not a dependent. She wants you to be independent. There's a difference in the two. Holla. Thanks for checking out Food for the Soul. Like I said, if you got any feedback, email me at wldon.rw12@gmail.com. Love, peace, and hair grease. Have a good Martin Luther King birthday. Remember the man. The legend, his great accomplishments, and look at what he went through to get where he had to go through. Sometimes Moses didn't get to the promised land, but he got his people there. And Martin Luther King was the Moses of our time. We love you, Martin Luther King Jr. We're glad that you did what you had to do. Thanks again. Have a great one. Love all y'all. Be good. Peace.